天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那我们现在正在学习的课题是重建废墟，转忧为喜。那在尼西米重建的过程中，虽然工程在顺利的进展，却也处处暗藏杀机，魔鬼呢也在不断的用各种方式来破坏神的工。那作为侍奉一员的我们应当如何去面对呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
I want to thank you for tuning in to this broadcast.
非常感谢你收听我们的节目。
It is our desire that God is using this to bless your life.
我们愿神借着这个节目赐福于你的生命。
And if you have not written to us, we look forward to hearing from you.
如果你从来没有写过信给我们，很盼望能收到你的来信。
And if you are joining this broadcast for the first time,
如果这是你第一次收听节目，
we are in the middle of a series of messages on Nehemiah.
我们正在讲尼希米记里的信息。
Last time we saw that the builders were becoming discouraged.
上次我们讲到那些建造城墙的人灰心丧胆。
As a mighty prayer warrior, Nehemiah first turned to God.
尼希米这位伟大的祈祷勇士，他首先来到神面前。
And Nehemiah found out the reasons for their discouragement.
他找出使他们灰心丧志的原因。
And if you have a Bible, turn with us please to Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 10, 11, and 12.
请翻开你的圣经。尼希米记第四章十到十二节。尼希米记第四章十到十二节。犹大人说：“灰土尚多，扛台的人力气已经衰败，所以我们不能建造城墙。我们的敌人且说，趁他们不知不见，我们进入他们中间，杀他们。”使工作止住。那靠近敌人居住的犹大人十次从各处来见我们说，你们必要回到我们那里。
Verse 10 is a key verse here.
关键在第十节。
Nehemiah realized that physical exhaustion was covering the people like a blanket.
尼希米知道百姓体力的耗损是很大的压力。
Judah said, "The strength of the laborers are failing."
犹大人说，扛台的人力气已经衰败。
They have been working so hard, and they were dead tired.
他们勤奋的工作，以致筋疲力尽。
They were mentally exhausted and physically depleted.
精神体力都疲惫不堪。
Physical exhaustion can make you a prime candidate for discouragement.
体力的衰竭足以使人灰心沮丧。
Is pressure and stress in your life causing you discouragement?
重担和压力是否令你灰心气馁？
Then listen carefully today. There is a word of encouragement for you.
就请你仔细听下去，你会得到鼓舞。
Secondly, Nehemiah noted that the builders had lost sight of their goal.
第二，尼希米注意到工人失去了目标。
They took their eyes off the vision and looked to the rubble and the rubbish.
他们不再专注于他们的意象，只注意四周的残垣断壁。
They stood in front of the wall of rubble and got depressed about the enormous task of removing it.
他们站在堆积的瓦砾前，一想到浩大繁重的清除工作，就已经泄气了。
The tribe of Judah was doing the complaining.
是犹大支派发出怨言的。
Now, in biblical times, this was not an ordinary tribe.
在旧约圣经的时代，这不是普通的支派。
The tribe of Judah was the leading tribe.
犹大支派是做领导的。
It was the strongest tribe.
是最强大的支派。
It was one thing for Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem to bring discouragement.
由敌人参巴拉、多比亚和基善造成的沮丧是一回事。
They were expected to do that.
他们的攻击是意料中事。
They were obstructionists.
他们本来就是阻挠者。
As enemies, they were expected to create trouble.
他们是敌人，当然会来找麻烦。
But when the leadership begins to falter,
然而当领导都开始摇动了。
When the tribe of Judah begins to hesitate,
当犹大支派开始犹疑踌躇。
That was huge trouble.
那就麻烦大了。
Often it is easy to deal with outside enemies than with the enemies from within.
通常外面的仇敌比内部的敌人容易对付。
There are people that you count on and trust.
这些人是你所信赖倚靠的。
There are people to whom you look for leadership and guidance.
你期望这些人能起领导的作用。
But when all of a sudden they begin to waver,
但突然之间他们犹疑不定。
You know that you have a lot of hard work ahead of you.
你明知前面还有很多艰巨的工作。
The builders were discouraged.
工人却已经气馁了。
And it was already halfway through the building program.
工程进行到半途。
And some of them were saying,Why is it taking so long?
有些人质问，为什么工程拖延这么久啊？
Halfway is always the most critical time of any project.
任何计划最怕就是半途而废。
Halftime is a critical point in your life.
人生的半途也是危机最大的时刻。
How many times have you decided to look at the rubbish in your life and you got discouraged?
多少次当你注目于自己所荒废的人生阶段时，
Have you ever said these things to yourself?
你曾否对自己说，
I cannot go on.
我撑不下去了。
Look at my past.
看看我的过去。
Look at my background.
看看我的出身。
Look at my past failures.
看看我的失败。
Look at the problems I have.
看看我的麻烦。
What is this rubbish that is discouraging you?
到底是什么使你灰心呢？
It is the remains from the past.
是过去生命的残渣。
It is the broken rocks, debris of all kinds around the wall of your life.
是你生命城墙的破砖碎石。
The Rubble here represents past failures.
这废墟代表你过去的失败。
And every time you look at your past with its debris and brokenness,
每次当你想起自己破碎的过去，
every time you examine the garbage of the past,
每次当你回顾过去的垃圾，
you do not move forward.
你就裹足不前。
The broken stones and mortar are crying out to you to discourage you.
那些破砖碎石呐喊着来打击你。
And you are listening to them and saying, I cannot do it.
你听他们的就说，我撑不下去了。
I want to give you a very important advice here.
让我给你一个忠告。
Close your ears to the cries of the rubble.
不要去听废墟的呐喊。
And instead listen to the voice of the Lord who is saying to you,
而要听主的声音对你说，
Trust me.
信靠我。
Turn to me.
转向我。
I can clean your debris and the rubbish out of your life.
我能清除你生命的渣滓。
Oh, but often God's voice is drowned and muffled.
可惜神的声音常常被掩盖。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you choose to listen to the spirit of discouragement.
因为你情愿听从泄气的话。
Today, I want you to open your eyes and your ears and your heart and let the Lord erase your discouragement.
今天但愿你肯敞开你的眼、你的耳和你的心，让神除去你的沮丧。
Nehemiah also saw the builders were filled with fear.
尼希米也发现工人心中充满恐惧。
Look at verse 11.
请看十一节。
Our adversaries said, they will neither know or see anything until we come in their midst and kill them and cause the work to cease.
我们的敌人且说，趁他们不知不见，我们进入他们中间杀他们，使工作止住。
This threat is enough to put the fear of death into anyone's heart.
这恐吓足以使任何人胆破心惊。
Compound the fear of ridicule with the fear of failure.
怕被人讥笑，加上怕失败。
Add the fear of death to the fear of failure.
再加上怕死。
And mix it all together in one big bundle.
所有的恐惧加在一起。
And you will be filled with enormous discouragement.
这样就会使你陷入极度沮丧中。
Do you know who was the most fearful in the time of Nehemiah?
你知道尼希米的时代谁最害怕？
It says it in verse 12.
第十二节里告诉我们。
So it was when the Jews who dwelt near them came and told us.
那靠近敌人居住的犹大人。
It was the people who lived closest to their enemy who had the greatest dread.
就是那些最靠近敌人居住的人感到最害怕。
When you live too close to Satan, your enemy,
当你靠近你的仇敌撒旦时，
you will be a bundle of nerves.
你会很紧张。
But believers can live free from this kind of fear.
但基督徒不用惧怕。
The Word of God says in 2 Timothy 1:7,
提摩太后书第一章第七节说，
God does not give us the spirit of fear.
神赐给我们不是胆怯的心。
How does fear come to believers?
基督徒怎么才会惧怕呢？
Often when a Christian is living too close to the enemy,
通常当一个基督徒太靠近仇敌时，
when they become too comfortable with the enemy,
当他们不再对敌人提高警觉时，
when they begin compromising with sin,
当他们对罪恶妥协，
They will live in fear.
他们就会活在恐惧中。
Let me ask you,
请问，
Are you living in fear?
你是否活在恐惧中呢？
Then let me ask you, then how close are you in proximity to the devil?
请问你离魔鬼有多远？
Are you giving him a window of opportunity in your life?
你是否留下空间，容许魔鬼进入你的生命中？
Who do you listen to?
你听从谁的话？
Who do you talk to?
你和谁商量？
Do you nurse your fears?
你让你的恐惧滋长吗？
If you are physically worn out, you can be renewed.
如果你体力倦怠，你可以重新得力。
If you are looking at the rubbish in your life,
如果你看你生命中的废墟，
If you are living with fear,
如果你活在恐惧中，
You can overcome it.
你可以胜过它。
My listening friends,
我亲爱的朋友，
Nehemiah is going to show us how to overcome.
尼希米让我们看见如何得胜。
Look at verse 14 of chapter 4.
请看第四章十四节。
Listen carefully to what he said to the builders.
留心听他对工人怎么说。
He said, remember the Lord. Don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord.
不要怕他们，当纪念主是大而可畏的。
In the last message, I told you that Nehemiah was an encourager.
在上次节目中我说过，尼希米是位鼓励者。
Well, here he is a coach.
在这儿他是教练。
He is sending a signal for a timeout.
他叫暂停。
He called them off the football field.
他把球员从球场上叫下来。
He called them off the wall and said it was time to regroup.
他叫工人暂时离开城墙，重整队伍。
He got them together and said, remember our strategy.
他召集他们说，记住我们的战略。
Remember the game plan.
记住我们的方案。
Remember the great and awesome God.
要纪念大而可畏的神。
Look to him.
仰望他。
Listen to him.
听从他。
Everyone who lives knows discouragement, including all believers.
每一个人都知道什么是灰心丧胆，包括基督徒在内。
I know what I'm talking about because of my own experience.
我知道，因为我有经验。
I have experienced discouragements.
我就经历过灰心沮丧。
And let me suggest to you that you read Isaiah 53 at least once a week.
我建议你每个礼拜读一次以赛亚书53章。
It will encourage you.
那可以激励你。
But my listening friend, I want to tell you, the Lord knows your discouragement.
亲爱的朋友，让我告诉你，神知道你的失望。
He knows the source of your discouragement.
他知道你沮丧的原因。
And he knows the cure for your discouragement.
他更知道如何医治你的灰心。
If you only remember him.
只要你纪念他。
Remove your eyes from the rubble and the darkness and the pain.
把你的眼光从黑暗、痛苦和废墟中转移。
And fix your eyes on the rock of ages.
定睛在万古磐石上。
Secondly, in verse 13.
第二，请看13节。
Nehemiah positioned the builders together in families.
尼希米把工人按着家族排列。
To banish discouragement, get together with godly people.
要消除沮丧，就要和敬畏神的人站在一起。
Get together with friends who love and care for you.
和爱你、关心你的人站在一起。
And that is why it is important to be involved in a church wherever you may be.
因此，不论你在哪里，你都应该加入教会。这是非常重要的。
When you are in fellowship with believers,
当你和基督徒们同在一块儿，
your burdens will be lifted up and shared.
就有人和你同挑重担，使你轻省。
In fellowship, prayers are offered on behalf of one another in intercession.
在基督徒的团契里，大家彼此代祷。
In fellowship, you study the scripture together and encouraged.
在基督徒的团契里，一起查考圣经，互相勉励。
Nehemiah put the builders together with families and friends.
尼希米把建筑城墙的工人和他们的亲戚朋友放在一起。
And he encouraged them to be together.
鼓励他们并肩携手。
When my friend, you are discouraged,
亲爱的朋友，当你灰心失望时，
Get together with Christian friends who can energize you.
去找基督徒的朋友，使你振奋起来。
Someone said that a friend is someone who comes in when all the world goes out.
曾有人说，当全世界都离弃你时，出现在你身边的才是真朋友。
And when you are among believers, you have such friends.
当你处在基督徒当中时，你就有这样的朋友。
Finally, Nehemiah battled their discouragement by getting them to plan for the future.
最后， 尼希米对抗灰心的办法就是让大伙儿放眼未来。
Let's read verse 15 together.
请看十五节。仇敌听见我们知道他们的心意，见神也破坏他们的计谋，就不来了。我们都回到城墙那里，各做各的工。
If you are discouraged today,
如果今天你感到灰心，
take time out and prepare for the future.
暂停一下，想想未来。
Keep your eyes on God's purpose for your life.
定睛看看神在你生命中的计划。
When you keep your eyes focused on Jesus,
当你专心仰望耶稣基督，
you will get to the mountaintop after you have been in the valley.
离开低谷，你可以登上高山。
You will get the victory after you've been defeated.
失败之后，你会得胜。
You will get the strength after you experience weakness.
你经历过软弱，你才会刚强。
I want to tell you something to the glory of God.
让我告诉你一些事，归荣耀给神。
Most of the greatest testimonies to the power of the Lord were born out of discouragement.
大多数靠神的大能所成就的伟大见证，都是从灰心失望的经历中产生的。
So say to yourself, I refuse to quit.
对你自己说，绝不放弃。
I refuse to surrender.
绝不投降。
I will plan for future blessings.
我要为将来的福气谋算。
Because that is what God wants me to do.
因为这是神要我做的。
God's word promises us that we can defeat discouragement.
神的话应许我们能战胜灰心。
Through the victory that is ours in Jesus Christ.
靠着耶稣基督，胜利是属于我们的。
Only the reality of having the Lord Jesus Christ as the Savior and the Lord of your life will strengthen you.
我们有耶稣基督为我们的救主和生命之主，就足以使我们得胜。
Only the reality of having Jesus by your side will truly give you the strength to face life's discouragements.
我们有耶稣时刻与我们同在，就足以使我们获得力量，让我们面对失望。
Only the word of God and the promises of God will lift you up.
神的话和他的应许就足以使我们振奋起来。
But you must appropriate the promises of God.
但你必须相信神的应许必定实现。
And you can do that today.
今天你就可以这么做。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，我们下次节目时间再会。
是啊，魔鬼常常攻击我们的弱点和内心黑暗的地方，尤其是对我们的过去紧紧抓住不放。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，如果下次魔鬼再次攻击你的过去的时候，那么就请你来提醒他的未来，因为主耶稣已经洗去了我们过去一切的污秽和罪孽，只要我们愿意在里边悔改，做新造的人，还惧怕什么呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
圣洁，圣洁，无人与你相比，你是圣洁，圣洁，荣耀归于你主，你是圣洁，圣洁，无人与你相比，你是圣洁，圣洁，荣耀归于你主，我永远歌颂赞美你，更深地爱慕你，在你左前当我夫妇敬拜。